Today, many Chinese are celebrating the Lunar New Year, saying goodbye to the Year of the Dragon and hello to the Year of the Snake. So I decided to take a trip to the Ozarks Reptile Museum, which has had many homes over the years. When it opened in the mid-90s, it was located on the Fayetteville Square. The small museum is now housed in a small strip on Township, just off the street. The large windows provide some sun for Hercules, the red slider turtle, Norberta, a fast lizard from Australia, Jaws, the alligator snapping turtle, and Manny, the African monitor. Though owner Jonathan Lusk is scared of snakes in the wild, he daily hangs out with upwards of 25 snakes. All of his are non-venomous and born in captivity, so they're used to being handled. His interest in reptiles was aroused as a young boy growing up in Chicago, where there wasn't a lot of wildlife. He decided to show off his pets in 1996, after a string of bad luck.
Most landlords don't want reptiles on their property. In this town, you can barely keep dogs and cats, you know, or children practically around the university. But after I got my first boa constrictor when I was 18, senior in Fayetteville High School, I started getting more. And then when I got apartments, apartment owners, when they found out about it, they would usually say they had to leave, get rid of the snakes or the turtles or lizards, you're going to have to leave. In a period of 13 years, I was evicted over 60 times.
So Lusk decided to get a commercial building, abide by city ordinances, and keep them on public display. He says his collection is about as large as it has ever been. A lot of them come from people who can no longer keep them. Either they've become too much for them to handle, they have kids, or, like Lusk, have issues with their landlords. He says that just like some species of dogs that people are often threatened by, snakes and other reptiles are just misunderstood. And while they aren't cuddly like a dog or cat,
they do know who their owners are, you know, they can tell by the smell and the way you handle them and all. Turtles, of course. I think lizards can hear. Of course, snakes can't even hear, so there's no sense talking to them or anything. They pick up vibrations out of the air and off the ground from their bodies, but the turtles can actually hear people talking just like a dog or a cat. You know, they hear when you got the food coming, they can hear your feet shuffling in the food. And the lizards, too. They're pretty sort of affectionate in a way. They know who you are. They just don't have fur.
This is the only place to see such animals in the area. The museum is open most days, and Lusk is eager to show you around. There are various aquariums, glassed-in boxes, and large silver tubs laid out around the room. And in one...
But this is the alligator snapping turtle, called the monster turtle. It's endangered in this part of the state of Arkansas, although there are a few in Beaver Lake and the White River. But the one here is 12 years old now. When I got it, it's about the size of a silver dollar. Now it weighs about 25 pounds. Anyway, this turtle could get up to 500-600 pounds. It's the largest freshwater turtle in the world.
They'll eat anything. Veggies, mammals, fish. His name is Jaws, and his prehistoric-looking jaws eat 50 to 100 minnows each week, and sometimes steak. Next to him is Norberta, the lizard. Then a trough with six or so box turtles. The kind we'll soon see in our yards and watch out for on our roads.
In the jungle terrarium, we have what I call the Corvette of snakes, the green tree pythons. They come from Australia, New Guinea, Indonesia, and they're very beautiful, from lime green. Some of them are blue, some of them have white dots on over them, yellow. Some of them are, they're all pretty expensive. They cost anywhere from $300 or $400 in their babies. Some of them are $10,000 or $15,000 a piece because of their rarity. And the prettier they are, the more they cost.
And that's why they're the Corvette snake. He says they're also difficult to take care of. These two are a vibrant lime green color and are sleeping the day I visit, though I don't know how. Somehow, they're coiled around themselves and draped over a branch. Lusk says they look like a pastry, a jelly Danish, or a cinnamon roll, perhaps. Though they spend the day sleeping in trees, they come down to the ground at night to hunt. Fun fact, pretty much all male snakes are smaller than the female, who is usually twice as long and three or four times thicker to hold the eggs. Below them are the Kenyan sand boas, small snakes that literally live 6 or so inches below the sand, sticking their heads up to grab mice, which they only need to eat like 3 or 4 a month to survive. These two have made babies, Born in October, the babies are still just 6 or so inches long. He also has an albino boa constrictor. Albinos don't survive long in the wild. Due to their contrasting color, they're easily spotted out by predators. Lusk picks this one up out of its cage to show me. It curls around his arm and hand, occasionally reaching its head towards my microphone and me. They sense heat and vibrations. I must say I was rather jumpy inside the museum.
And people get scared when they're in there and they hear a little noise like that. It might be the air freshener machine just spraying every 15 minutes or one of the animals, and they get all scared and want to run out of the place. Most people are afraid of animals. They come in there and they all have a little snake out about 2 feet long, a miniature boa constrictor, and they just stand by the door and they go, no, I can't, you know, like they want to escape real fast. And 30 minutes later, they'll be holding a 6-8 foot boa constrictor around their neck, getting a picture taken by their spouse or one of their children, because once they realize they're not that dangerous.
He says that once people realize they won't get hurt, they get excited to hold the animals. He would never do anything to hurt someone. His kind eyes confirm. He has a couple of albino snakes. One is the albino California king snake. Typically, they're black with white rings. This one is a light lavender with yellowish rings. King snakes are our friends, eating mice and birds and venomous snakes like copperheads.
Red touches black, is a friend of Jack. Red touches yellow, will kill a fellow.
Yeah.
And there's all different variations of that, but little children seem to remember it, but as you grow older, you just sort of forget it. But it's best just to stay away from snakes unless you know exactly what they are, because they could be venomous.
Again, all of Lusk's snakes are non-venomous. And he'll help visitors by saying which snakes are and aren't poisonous in our area. The albino snakes live in aquariums on top of one large wooden box. This box has latches and a glass window, large, in front.
And over here in this giant cage, we have the boa constrictors, red-tailed boa constrictor from Colombia, and a pair of yellow anacondas. They're not actually yellow. They're more of a orangish, greenish yellow. With the yellow. They don't get as big. The green anaconda gets up to 30 feet long, 500 pounds, and the yellow anaconda only get up to 10 feet long. They're from Argentina. As you can see, the male's in the water. He's skinny, only 6 feet long or so, and the female's about 10 feet long.
Only, he says. These snakes totally freaked me out. I wasn't that scared when I first arrived. I even thought I might hold a snake. I stood there chatting with Lusk for about 10 minutes. Then I looked over to my left and noticed these snakes. The boa constrictor is about as big around as my head, or bigger. But don't worry, they're not native here. Their homes begin in Mexico and move down throughout South America. Next door is the largest silver trough in the building, housing Captain Hook II, a 5-year-old, 4-foot-long American alligator.
Captain Hook I is down at the alligator farm in Hot Springs. They have over 200 down there. When he was 6 feet long, weighed about 60 pounds, I donated him to the Arkansas alligator farm. The owner's daughter was going to the university then.
Captain Hook moved toward me abruptly.
Oh,
sorry.
That's okay. You want to see him in action? I trout fish and I save the trout heads for them. It's okay. You can come up a little bit closer if you want to take a picture.
And he can't get out of there?
No, not now. Maybe in a year or two he could.
Okay.
He's actually about 40 inches long, but I'm going to put a little chunk of food in here for him.
Okay.
Just let you see how fast he moves.
Yep, Captain Hook II sure can move fast.
Now he is staring at me.
Ooh. And on Saturdays.
Ah. Whew. Well, maybe next time I'll muster up the courage to hold a boa constrictor. Until then, if you'd like to see pictures from my visit, go to our webpage, ozarksatlarge.com. And for more information about the Reptile Museum, visit nwareptilemuseum.com. And happy Lunar New Year. Here's to the Year of the Snake. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large.